FM 90.3 WJKL, bringing you Need to Breathe. When you forgive someone, good morning and happy Tuesday at 7:04.
Our Winning Wednesday celebration this week includes chances to win $20 gift cards to Dolce Vita Pizzeria and Grill in Quarryville. You can listen Wednesday all day for chances to call in and win.
This morning, our friend Melinda Clark is with us. Melinda, the Executive Director of North Star Initiative. Melinda, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for showing us that cool picture of the fog, too. We had fog here this morning, and you captured it pretty good.
It looked like a wall. Boy, I was driving into some mystic Netherlands coming to a WJTL this morning.
Well, welcome to the mystic Netherlands. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Good morning to my family, to my daughter Kasaya and Nellie, who are about to head off to school and work this morning, and to my colleagues, some of whom are actively working at the harbor and the refuge this morning with residents.
Wonderful. Tell us about North Star Initiative and what you do.
North Star is an anti-trafficking organization. We work in Lancaster and Berks County, and we intend to end trafficking in our communities. We believe that we can make our communities trafficking-proof so that no one is vulnerable to that crime. And we also work to restore the lives of those who have been affected by it. We have two shelters where we serve women who have experienced trafficking, have been exploited by others, and we invest in their restoration, their holistic well-being through a program that's about 12 months long.
Any great stories come to mind about how God is working through North Star?
Absolutely. We serve about 6 to 8 residents at either of the shelters at any given point in time. And success, I'm often asked what success looks like. And we do the work that we do all year so that women can leave our program and thrive in the community the way the Father intends them to thrive.
Right.
On whatever that looks like within their personal lives. So we have a couple women who are set to graduate in a few weeks, and one of them who came to our program pretty beaten down by the experience that she'd been through and the abuse that she had experienced, facing some legal situations because of how she'd been exploited. But through the time that she's been in our program, not only have we seen her come alive and the way that she smiles now, where she used to not make eye contact, and she engages the community. She was able to recover her license to earn a welding certification. She started a full-time job last week, is picking up a car this week that a donor facilitated, and is going to move into her own apartment next month. All of which, the totality of that experience would be the first time in her adult life that she has been on her own with access to transportation, free from exploitation, surrounded by people who love her, with input from God about his truth in her life, working on her own terms, doing something she loves, and driving herself there.
Wow.
Wow.
That's success.
It is thriving in the community the way the Father intends.
I love that. North Star is really growing, and you guys are reaching more people with your message. Tell us about that.
Yes, this summer we had the incredible opportunity, kingdom-shaped opportunity, to acquire a program in Berks County. They approached us. They had recently opened a shelter and started asking, you know, there are criminals who get together to exploit more people and generate a bigger profit doing criminal activity. What would it look like if we, called by the Father to be on this battlefield, just brought our resources together and said, how can we do more work more effectively, more with greater resources going towards the women we intend to serve? So we took on the program in Berks. We're now operating 2 shelters out of our hub here in Lancaster County, and able to serve twice as many survivors and reach twice as many, with the message of what trafficking actually looks like, what vulnerabilities really are, and inviting the community to partner with us to close those gaps so that we are not leaving people at risk to being exploited in our own communities.
If folks want you to come speak at their church or their gathering, their event, that's something you do.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. I would love to, because the work of ending trafficking is doable. We talk about this big global issue, and it is, but it's happening in our community, and in our community, we can do something about it.
Yeah.
We can end trafficking, and it starts with education around what is actually happening, empowering people with resources to know how to prevent it, and then letting them know, here's what you can do, either to say something when you see something, how you keep your own kids safe. People are always concerned about that. You have young people in your life that you care about. They don't have to inevitably be prey to a groomer or an abuser. We can help close those gaps. So the more that we can share, bring education, awareness, empowerment, get people engaged in this battle is winnable.
Can they connect with you at your website?
Absolutely. NorthStarInitiative.org. There is a place to book a speaker. Under the Contact Us tab, we'll speak to a couple people who have a desire to do something. We'll speak to business groups. We recently spoke to a construction company who is investing in North Star, and one of their HVAC technicians shared something that he saw several years ago that looked really concerning to him. And in light of what we had presented that day, he realized that what he saw was probably a situation where someone was being trafficked out of a home. That made us realize, and he told us, you know, people in the trades are going to be in places where nobody else is being invited in. So there is a place, teachers, social workers, business people, there is a place for everyone to know what does trafficking actually look like and what should I say or do if I'm concerned, so that we can really hone in on how to make it end.
Another place where our people can connect with you is your upcoming event that's happening at the Star Barn. Tell us about that.
On October 17th, it is one of my favorite nights of the year. We get to gather with people from all over the community who are committed not only to North Star, but are determined to partner with us to see a different outcome for the work that we do. So we will be joining at the Star Barn. We'll hear about the mission impact that God has worked over this past year through the investments of the community, and then partner together to see more of the work done. So a chance to get together, be with people who care about the same thing, and invest in North Star's mission.
Light Up the Night and Evening Under the Stars, taking place October 17th, kicks off at 5:30 at the Star Barn there in Elizabethtown. If folks want tickets, if they want to come, can they get those online?
Absolutely. NorthStarInitiative.org. The tickets are up and available, and I would love to see the room packed out.
We'll talk more with Melinda about that and more coming up. Aaron Cole on the way with more music, too.